minute. And by a minute, I mean like, it's been a few months, okay? Now listen, I'm just gonna get right into this shit. People are gay. And by people, I mean me. And some people are assholes about the gays, and that makes me sad. Like, listen, Flavio, we're here, we exist, and we're not going to stop being queer. So get over yourself, take your head out of your asshole. Nobody gives a shit. Feels good to say that. Anyway, I was talking to my friend, and he is trans, okay? I love this man, he's so fantastic. And I was talking to him, and he's like, man, I really wish I could get out of the house. And I was like, oh, dude, like, you should come over to my place sometime. And then I backtrack, I go, wait, no. My parents are low key kind of really transphobic. And I don't mean they're like, oh, that's disgusting. I can't, oh, gross. No, I mean, like, they're the type of people who are like, oh, well, I don't really care. I just, God made you one way. I'll try and respect whatever pronouns you pick out for yourself. I will just always see you as what you were born as because, like that's how they are. And I'm just like, God damn it. Just because they have titties doesn't make them a woman. Like, if they want to be like, hey, I'm a man, then they're a man. Why do you need to know if they have a dick or not? He doesn't need a dick. Dicks are gross. They're yucky. Okay? They're caca. Gross. Yucky. Ew. I might just be saying this because I'm a lesbian, but that doesn't matter. Like, I was talking to my non-binary friend the other day, and we just did our bubbling for our PSATs. And in those, they ask for your gender. They're not out to the school yet. And so they're sitting there and they're like, I had such a panic because it said male, female, other. And I wanted to put down other, but at the same time, do I need my colleges to know? And it's sad that this has to be like a scary experience for some people, that they have to come out with it. Like, can't you just show up and be like, hey, I use they, them, please try to respect that. Anyway, bye. And on topic with pronouns, I see them as a thing of respect. And when you're not respecting somebody's pronoun, you're not giving them respect. So why should you expect them to give you respect? That's how I view it anyway. And so I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my friend about one of my non-binary friends. And I go, oh yeah, they're having a really hard time right now, and this guy, obviously a conservative male, you can tell, he has the look, okay? And this guy, he taps my shoulder and he goes, who's they? I was like, oh, well, my friend uses they, them pronouns, they're non-binary. He goes, oh, I didn't know that. I thought she, no, I mean they, I thought they were a girl. I'm like, well, yeah, they were born a girl, but they just don't feel comfortable with that. He goes, so have I been like, is it mean that I'm not using it? I'm like, well, it's not exactly mean, it's just not very respectful. That's all it really is. Like, you just give them your respect as you should with anybody else. And he goes, oh, okay, that's cool. And that made me so happy that like explaining it so simply to someone can just like that, like just switch them on over and be like, oh, okay, I see. I'll try and do that. And I think the thing that people don't understand is like, it's okay to mess up sometimes, you know? Like, you don't have to be perfect about it. If you mess up, just correct yourself. No one's gonna come after you with a pitchfork and be like, you bitch, you know? It's only when you blatantly disregard that person's pronouns that people are gonna get upset with you because, like, obviously, you're being a dick. They've told you. You're just, like I said, you're just being a dick. Like, just stop. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I need to go on a rant about this, and I have no friends. Therefore, I have nobody to talk to, which is why I have a podcast. Yay me. Anyway, well, off to go be a lesbian. Have fun if you're not. If you like peepees, I think they're gross. Anyway, bye!